The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Academy Sports and Outdoors wants everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading to the driving range, prepping for your upcoming hunt, or firing up the grill before the big game, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at the prices that you're going to love. And with the curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, Academy Sports and Outdoors is there to help you have more fun out there.
Now we go live to Athens for a press conference with Dawgs head coach Kirby Smart, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and Wellstar Health System.
Yeah, I'll open with we moved on last week and began to prep and work for our future opponents starting last week. As we knew, I found out our game was postponed with Missouri, and got kind of a jump start this weekend on Mississippi State in terms of preparing for them. We had actually looked at them a little bit the first off week, and you know, Coach Leach has got a very different style of offense than what we typically see week to week in the SEC. A lot of the same concepts, but different ways of going about it. It's kind of a different type defending to defend these guys. So we got a lot of elements to our defense that we have to keep consistent, and then other elements you have to change. And then defensively, they've got a really aggressive, big front physical style of defense in terms of getting prepared for that. So those are the challenges for us right now, and we're focused on Mississippi State.
All right, we'll go to questions. Let's take the first one from Dean Leggy, and then we'll go to Seth Emerson.
Kirby, there's already been a game canceled today in the league. What will y'all do? Right now you're going straight forward with State. You just go forward with State until it's canceled, period, and is that how y'all will deal with it from here on out the rest of the year?
Yeah, usually you have a good indication when there's a possibility of cancellation in terms of a team's in a threshold. Like last week, you know, we knew that Missouri was on the teetering on the brink, and each test they got back was going to be crucial to whether or not they could make the numbers. So usually know when that's that could happen, but you have to prepare each practice as if you're playing the game. And we certainly are confident that we're going to be able to play Mississippi State. We feel good about where we are. We feel good about where they are, and that's communicated. So we feel good about playing.
Kirby, you talked about how you can't in practice simulate what JT Daniels would deal with in a game as far as getting hit. Is it a point where you just have to test it in a game and just kind of hope for the best?
Yeah, you just try to make the best decision you can to give your team an opportunity to win, and that's what we try to do in all our decisions, regardless of quarterback or not. I mean, you know, running backs don't get tackled in practice either. They get hit, but they don't get tackled. So, I mean, you have to put the best guys out there that give you the best opportunity to win, and that's what we've always done.
Let's go to Anthony Dasher and then Mike Griffith.
Hey, Coach. Staying with the quarterback theme, how is Stetson's shoulder, you know, coming along? Kind of what stood out about the competition, I guess you're going to call it that, this past week? And can you reveal yet who's going to be your starter for Saturday?
Stetson's bouncing back. He's still dinged up a little bit. He's out there at practice each day doing all he could. He's still been limited a little bit, but we haven't done anything since Thursday. So in terms of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, treatment, recovery, getting himself back in a position that he can play and compete at a high level. And that's the hopes for this week, is him to do the same. I don't know exactly where he is until after practice today.
Well, what about the competition last week? You know he's going to be your starter on Saturday yet?
No, the competition is going to continue throughout practice like it did last week.
Yeah, Kirby, just about these last four games and the mentality of your team, you know, finishing strong and momentum. Can you put that into perspective in terms of what it would mean to recruiting, what it would mean to the, as you said, I think last week, the program legacy?
Yeah, I think every kid has individual motivations, and you should have those. But ultimately, you got to put the team above yourself, and the ultimate goal for the team is to finish strong. We only control how we play. We don't control other teams. We somewhat don't control, you know, what games we get to play and don't get to play. All we control is how we practice today, what we're working on, our development, each player's development, regardless of whether they're coming back next year or they're going to be a senior and maybe gone. They're working on development. They're working on an opportunity to get better. And so many of these kids don't realize that they don't get that opportunity at the next level. They don't coach you to get better. They don't get reps. They essentially just go out and play games because they don't have the ability to develop players and practice and get guys better. They're not allowed reps to do that. So we are, and our guys get a chance to grow and get better. And that's the goal. And the motivating factor for our team is to win the game against Mississippi State.
Let's go to Chip Towers and then Mark Weiser.
Yeah, Coach, I love the way you alluded to this in the opening. You said it's a different type of defending to defend these guys. Talking about Mike Leach and his air raid. Can you explain in layman's terms, you know, kind of what's different about defending these guys than a lot of the other spread and high-tempo stuff you guys see almost every week now?
Well, I think they're changing too. They're recreating their identity throughout the SEC as he goes along. He's changed some throughout the year. Obviously, they've had different quarterbacks, but they, you know, it's similar to an option team in that you have to defend it patiently. You have to defend it in ability to deny the ball. You got to be able to play man to man. They look for man to man. There's a lot of things within their system that are different than traditional offenses in our conference. So they brought some outside elements that haven't been in the SEC, and the SEC has – some of the teams have completely changed what they do. I think it's really hard to change what you do within a week to get ready for a team like this. Very similar to when we played Georgia Tech. You had to change your whole defense. I don't know how comfortable you can be changing your entire defense in 1 week's time. But they certainly have seen some different looks from teams in our conference.
Kirby, obviously there was a coaching change in the SEC East with a future opponent in South Carolina. You're close with both Will and Mike. From a professional standpoint and a personal standpoint, what do you make of what's going on there?
It's part of our business. They both know that and understand that. I respect both of them as coaches and as friends, and they know as well as I do when you get in this profession, that's a possibility that happens. I mean, it's not for me to decide. I'm worried about Mississippi State.
Hey, let's go to Jake Rowe, and then we'll go to Austin with the red and black.
Kirby, when you've got a situation like this, and your situation right now doesn't fit it to a T because you're not mathematically eliminated from playing for an SEC championship game, but is there a balance that comes between kind of playing for the future and getting guys ready, but also kind of saying, listen, doesn't matter how we win, you got to find a way to win and honor these guys that have been around the program and for culture purposes?
Yeah, I don't know that there's the balance is to win this football game. That's the only balance I know, is that we're trying to attack each day, that we're developing our roster in practice and getting better and competitive reps. And we're trying to win football games because for us, that's the ultimate goal. That's what we want to do. We want to grow and get better. We don't control our destiny, certainly, but we do control our attitude, our effort, the way we approach things, the positive attitude with which we take the practice field each day, and making sure that my point is to help my teammate. You know, it's bigger than me. And that's the focus. Within that, all those things you said are true. Yeah, we're worried about the future of our players and the guys that are growing, but they're going to do that every day in practice with the reps we take, how they approach them. It's not to do just with games. Games, we want to play the guys that give us the best opportunity to win the game.
Hey, Kirby. Obviously, you wanted to compete last weekend against Missouri, you know, with that game getting postponed, but what positives are there from having that additional time off, especially given you know, the state of the team right now with some injuries. I mean, what can you kind of look at and say that it might be, I guess, what are some good things that come from that, I guess?
I don't know. There's a lot of good things that come from it. I think you get better by playing. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that, so that's beyond our control. I don't know that we're getting players back because the players that we lost are more long-term injuries. You know, they're not 3 to 4 week getting guys back. So I can't think of maybe some dinged up guys we're getting back in the next couple of days that might be able to help us from a second team or depth standpoint, but not a primary starter. I don't think there's anybody, you know, that you're going to say is that we're getting back. So I don't know that the time benefited us in those regards. You might say that, you know, getting an extra day on Mississippi State might help a little bit in terms of prep because, you know, we would have been playing for Missouri up until Saturday, you know, night or Saturday afternoon when we got back. And now we were able to spend a little time on them Thursday and Friday to get a jump start on a very different offense.
Hey, let's go to
the winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Make and telegraph, either Brannon or Jed, and then we'll go to Vance.
Hey, Kirby, so I want to ask you about Monty, like in the job that he's done over these last few years. Like in his senior year, he kind of speaks about everybody around him, kind of what he means to be at Georgia. What do you feel like he means to the program as a leader of these last few years?
Yeah, Monty is going to always hold a special place to me because he's, you know, he, the recruiting process was so different for him. You know, he committed to LSU and then, you know, he always wanted to be here and he felt like he had made a mistake and he was strong enough to say, I messed up. I really want to be at Georgia. And we knew that. And he changed his mind and came here and certainly respect the way he plays, leads. He's a rarity in college football because he's not afraid to confront and demand. So many leaders have a hard time, player leaders, commanding the respect of their teammates and being able to call them out if they're not doing it. And Monty's not one of those guys that shied away from that. You know, he had some great role models in Roquan and other guys that played that position, but he's held people to a standard. And I respect him because he works really hard and he's, you know, he's always attentive in meetings and he's just a really quality person and leader.
Hey, Kirby, you said you feel good about Mississippi State being able to play this week. Does that mean the numbers that they were shy of last week have improved? And then beyond that, what is the bowl picture looking like? Have y'all gotten any indication since the end of the season is, you know, so up in the air?
Yeah, the bowl thing I can't answer to. You know, I, all that's going to be controlled by something outside of me. I mean, the worst thing I could do is worry about a bowl game right now. We've got to worry about Mississippi State. We just feel better about them because of the communication we've had with them and some of the guys are getting back from injury.
Hey, let's go to Jeff Schultz and then to Zach Klein.
Hi, Kirby. I know you played two extraordinary offenses in Alabama and Florida, but did anything happen in those two games that caused you to reassess what you have, either personnel-wise or schematically, defensively, moving forward?
No, definitely not. I don't, you know, personnel-wise, we've got good football players defensively. some guys that will play for some years to follow and feel good about the personnel we had. Now, Florida, I would argue we didn't have the same personnel we had against Alabama in terms of some starters and some guys, some key guys out. Schematically, no. I mean, if we execute the scheme, no, I don't feel concerned about the scheme. I think that you're always looking for wrinkles and you're always trying to do things better. But when I look back at both games, the plays we gave up, I've brought light up to it many times. Some of them are just arrows. We just had bad eye control, didn't look at the right things. And ultimately, you're going to get beat when you play man-to-man. I see it every Saturday. Somebody gets beat man-to-man. But when you give them touchdowns, those are the ones that you can't have. You can't have those. So it's more a matter of executing what we have, not changing what we have.
Kirby, you mentioned Mississippi State's offense and taking a look at their defense. What's been standing out and preparing for them?
Well, they're bulk inside. They're very disruptive in the way they go about things. They disrupt your run game with twists and slants, very aggressive, and just really physical. I mean, I feel like Mississippi State, ever since I've played them, for all the years I've played them, they've always had really good defensive football players, and they've always been big and physical, and that's what they are. They're aggressive, big, physical SEC defense.
Okay, let's go. Emily, do you have a question? And then we'll go to Jay Black. Okay, Jay.
Coach, I just want to clear up. What was your on-field work after the game was canceled Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Were you guys on the field at all?
We practiced Thursday. So remember, the game was canceled on Wednesday. So we practiced on Wednesday, the day that it was canceled. And we used it more like an off week. And Wednesday and Thursday, we practiced and worked. But that was it. Friday, we had some other things going on, meetings and things like that.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go to Connor Riley, and then we'll go to Roddy Nabalsi.
Hey, Kirby. KJ Costello, he was in the transfer portal this last January. I know you had taken on Jamie Newman, obviously, and then JT Daniels as a transfer. Was there ever any interest or communication in Costello, and what kind of player have you seen him be? I know he's a little dinged up right now.
Yeah, we actually did communicate with KJ, or at least I did. I had communication with him for a while he was in the portal and just talked back and forth. It was really before – I think it was before Jamie had entered the transfer portal, or we even knew that Jamie was an option. But KJ did communicate a little bit early on. There was some interest there, and then we ended up going with Jamie. So I think he ended up going to Mississippi State. But I know he's a really good player, really smart. People at Stanford say a lot about him, the really positive things about him. He's very proficient. Obviously, he had some really good games early, and then he's been a little dinged up here lately. But big fella with a big arm that fits well in the system of being able to throw the ball.
Kirby, you mentioned that you didn't expect to see any starters coming back in the interim or immediately. Can you give us updates on George Pickens, Lewis Seen, Jordan Davis, Kenny McIntosh, and Richard LeCount?
Yeah, really no change on any of those guys in terms of, I mean, George practiced last week. I think he's going to be able to play. Thought he was going to be able to play last week. Lewis is out of concussion protocol and should be cleared. And I think that's really it. All the other guys are right where they were last week.
Where was Kenny Mack last week?
He's practicing. I mean, Kenny was in a black jersey, but he practiced, and hopeful that he'll be able to play.
Thank you.
All right, we've got a couple minutes left. Just open it up. Anyone have a question? Go ahead and jump in.
Coach, this is Chip. I just, you know, talking about practice last week, I just wonder, because of the cancellation, did that change the tone of those Wednesday and Thursday practices a little bit to where maybe you're more physical, scrimmage, more competitive?
Not really. I mean, you'd like to, but you got to be careful because we had practiced Monday. We had practiced Tuesday, which is our physical day, and then Wednesday was another day, and you got to be careful in season of how many days in a row. In a normal off week, we would have given a Monday off. So they would have been Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in a normal off week. We had Monday practice and got after it. Tuesday practice, got after it. We find out Wednesday that we're not going to have a game, so we had a shorter practice, but it was more good on good, more competitive. And then Thursday, the same thing. You can't go every day slobber knocker, not at this point in the season and not with the depth that we have and the injuries we have. So I thought they were good practices. I thought they were competitive. That was the whole point, to change things up, to do a different order, to try to give them a little fresh start of how to do things in terms of practice. But it was not a – we didn't go live scrimmage or anything.
Hey, Kirby, I wanted to ask, it looked, by my count on the calendar, it looks like y'all could have signing day and a game. Yeah. Is that the same week?
Yeah, it's if they have a game on the 19th, it'll be right in the midst of it. So certainly,
how's that gonna work?
Well, it's gonna be tough, but you control what you can control. I mean, it's different this year because you haven't seen these guys in, I don't even know. I mean, how long? It seems like a year. We haven't seen a recruit. It hadn't been that long, but it just seems like forever. So, you know, most of them are not in the same space they would be if a coach was coming in their home the week before. You know, like when you're coming in their home, it creates doubt. This is, you know, virtual recruiting. So most of these kids are have decided what they're doing, and it's going to be probably anticlimactic in terms of, it's going to be more of whether they sign or don't sign, not who they're signing with. So I don't, you know, it'll be unique to have a game in that time, but I can be honest with you. I didn't like it. I liked it. It was worse when we had to prep for a bowl and deal with that. That was hard enough. This is going to be, you know, the kids are kind of know where they're going at this point, or, you know, if they're signing even that date.
We'll take two more questions.
Hey, Coach, DeAndre Baker's charges just got dropped as robbery charges. Have you been able to talk to DeAndre since he's been going through all this, and just some life kind of mentorship type stuff?
I have not talked to DeAndre much. I've had a couple NFL teams, different teams have reached out, you know, and talked and asked questions and things. But I did just see that news. I'm very thankful for DeAndre for that happening for him, and hope he can get things straightened out.
Last question.
Kirby, I'll ask if no one else has something. I guess a Pac-12 team, you know, got rescheduled, or a game got rescheduled within 48 hours. If you all had to pivot on a Monday night to have a different opponent Saturday, what kind of challenge would that be?
Well, Monday night to a Saturday, I wouldn't think would be too difficult to get a game in. I think that could be done. I think the issue there would be, is it someone that you were already planning on playing? And, you know, that, as I understand it, that would have to be the case. It would be someone that you're planning on playing. So, I mean, at this point, we've done prep for almost every one of them because of the off weeks and the unexpected nature of things. So certainly within a Monday night, you could get ready for a game on Saturday if it was an opponent that you've known you've had for a while.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.